Dear God, we thank you in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, let it be today, yes, Lord. Oh, how you've put that across my heart for the people today. Yes, Lord. God, it's about time we get serious with your Son. Lord, you said yea and amen to us long time ago. God, help us to say yes, Lord, this day. Lord, it's so wonderful what you're bringing to your people. God, your Spirit is thick this morning in our midst. God, you're walking up and down these pews. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you're trying the hearts of men today. Lord, help us make the move to your Son. God, your Holy Spirit is here for each and every one of us, Lord. God, help us to be infilled with it, Lord. Help us to be full and overflowing with your Spirit this day. God, let us give it up and just give it over to you this day, Lord. And say, I'm going, Lord, with you. Praise your name, Jesus. Lord, where you want to bring us to, the heights of the height. But God, I know too, it's going to be in those sweet valleys. Lord, let us just settle in with what you have today. God, we know that you're here. Your mercy and grace is so present. And Lord, we are a needy people. God, help us to magnify your Son this day. Lord, send your Spirit. Lord, anoint each and every moment of this time. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, many of you know that this past week I've been away and I've been on a visit with a part of my family. I've got a nephew that has got a great battle going on in his body. And this week I didn't have a lot of time to study. I really didn't. Maybe some of the critics will know that very well this morning. I don't know. But I'm just teasing. I know that everyone loves me without dissimulation in this place. I'm hopeful we all do. Praise be to God. But didn't have a lot of time for a sermon. But I think God's going to keep us here a bit of time anyways. Because I had a lot of time for prayer. Had a lot of time for prayer. Such sweet prayer. Lord, so gripped my heart with prayer. And I'm so thankful today that I can stand before you and I can testify to the glory and honor and privilege of prayer. And so thankful that I can testify to the glory, honor, and privilege to be prayed for. I'm thankful that you pray for me. I'm thankful that I pray for you. Because we're entering into the will of God, the very perfect will of God, when we lift one another up in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I was out, I had many times to just so think about the Lord and meditate upon all His mercy and His grace. And we're in a great time of mercy and grace. And what a beautiful spot up there in Northern California, looking out upon Golden Gate Bridge and all of the other bridges, and how the Lord gave us some pretty weather as well too. And I was so thankful to Him. But I got to thinking, Lord, sometimes in this walk where you've caused my life to be truly separated to you, and again, what a privilege it is, but it sometimes is not necessarily the most pleasant thing. It can be a very sorrowful thing. It can be a time of great suffering. And you know it, brothers and sisters. God is separating you to Him just as well. We're a people of honor and praise. We're a people that have been called to the very high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm finding out more and more every day that that's a place at a table that's just for two. I'm thankful to God that we can run the race and we can run the race and encourage one another and say thanks be to God that you're running well and thanks be to God that you're praising Him and thanks be to God that you're wanting to finish with joy. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to run alone and you're going to run alone and you're going to run with God and that's the only way you're going to finish. And hallelujah, if we finish together and we look at one another across that finish line and say, thank you, Jesus, that you brought us this way. Thank you, Jesus, that my brother and sister in Christ ran well too. Then praise be to God. But it's going to be alone with Him. It's going to be alone. He's got to take you into the valley of the shadow of death. And He'll take you there alone. I'm so thankful that we can talk to God. Aren't you grateful for it, man? I mean, just so amazing that we can talk to God. And not just visit with Him once in a while. I was so thankful to praise Him and to say, Lord, it's pretty much become my life just to talk to God. Do you talk to Him? Do you walk with Him? Do you say, thank you, Lord, for loving me? Thank you that your mercy and your thoughts and your care, your absolute fervent favor is toward your people. Praise be to God. You know this prayer, brothers and sisters, it's the staying power of our very soul, isn't it? I was thinking how marvelous prayer is. It's what grounds us. It does, it grounds us. But at the same time, it lifts us. It's what gives us rest and peace. But at the same time, it gives us the energy to go on and to say, Lord, I will go. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. This enemy doesn't waylay me. Oh no, God, I know you've got purpose and plan for my life. I know, as my brother and sister back there so sweetly testified to me when their little boy was laying there and he was so sick, nigh unto death. And I remember my sweet brother saying, well, devil has no place here. This is God's business. This is God that's ruling this day. This is God that's ruling this hospital. And I'm going to tell you something. He did rule. And He is ruling. And let me tell you something. Even though you may not know it, God is on the throne. And He's on the throne for you. He's on the throne for you as an individual. God sees you and God sees your need, brothers and sisters. And I'm so grateful. Heard that all my life. But as the Lord takes us on, and as He completely gets us to these places that we don't have any more strength. We can't do it. God, all the ability that I thought I had, it's not of any use here. You've got me to a place where I have to trust you and you alone. And that is the place of prayer. That's the place of calling out to God. That's the place that you're going to know Him, brothers and sisters. And this morning, I'm telling you, He so sweetly is coming in. He's had me all over this word this week, I'll tell you. Been writing it across my heart in lots of different places. But He landed me in Philippians chapter 4. So if you want to turn there, let's go over to Philippians chapter 4. And I hope this just thrills you. I am grateful to God that this is Scripture that has been placed upon our hearts over the years. And I believe that God is making more real to us every single day. So it's Philippians chapter 4. And we'll begin reading from verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Listen to that. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything. So in place of the anxious and the careful. In everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. Here's the benefit. Praise the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I can't tell you how many times the Lord has so sweetly over the years just brought me right to that absolute confidence. Absolute confidence. And that verse has written all over it, Lord, Thou knowest. Lord, You've got it. Lord, it's Yours. Lord, praise God, I've got peace because of that. Thank You, Jesus. But I'm telling you, as He brought me here, there's a lot of fruit out there in California. And there is some wonderful fruit. They're selling it all over the place. But God brought me to this Scripture. And He showed me five precious fruits in it. And I just am so grateful how He brings these things out. But the first one is everything by prayer. The next one is a big word, supplication. And that's just expectant prayer. Pray expecting. The third one is the privileged heart of prayer. That's thanksgiving. The next one is the accepted in the beloved prayer. I'm highly favored. I love that. I'm highly favored. Praise God. Not just invited, but oh my, I've got a reserved seat. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then, brothers and sisters, the peace of prayer. And how precious to the mighty, wonderful glory of God that it is five, that it is all grace, and that it is all grace that we can even pray. Absolute humility to say, Lord, I can come boldly to you all because of your grace today. Hallelujah. But this morning, brothers and sisters, I just want to focus upon one thing, and that's everything by prayer. Everything by prayer. Everything by prayer. I can't tell you how many times over my life that I've had Christians kind of try to give me a little dig when saying something about the Lord, and I believe the Lord had it earnest. Oh, whether it was out maybe fishing or playing golf or just something fun and just asking the Lord for something. Oh, you think the Lord, I can't tell you how many times I've heard it. You think the Lord cares about that? Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I don't just think he does. It doesn't matter what I think. I know what he tells me. And he does care. If he cares about one sparrow falling to the ground, don't you think I'm worth a little bit more to him than a whole heap of sparrows? And I sure love sparrows. I told you we feed most of the birds in Denver. But I'm so thankful I can look at those little birds and know that, you know, God, you made each one. You cared for each one. But so thankful to God how you care for me. How time after time, where I've failed, where I've neglected you, and yet you care for me. And he cares for you so much that, you know what, he sends conviction to a heart. And he lets me cry out to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't believe you. I'm sorry I didn't walk this way. I'm sorry I didn't take that opportunity. I knew it would have been a better way. But you know what? Immediately, all things work together for good to them that love God. And Lord, I've got a chance. Oh, I got more than a chance that I can to them that are called according to your purpose. I believe we're finding that out, aren't we? Aren't you seeing it more and more every day, the purpose of the Lord in your life? That it's not just there to say, Lord, I know you, Lord, I'm rejoicing, and oh, that would have been enough. But Lord Jesus, I want to marry you. I do. You've called me to be your bride. You've called me to come and to wed you. You've called me in your word to not just stand before you someday, but to stand with you. I'm finding out that wonderful word, withstand. I'm going to stand with him by the grace of God, not just before him, but with him. Not just observing the glory of God, but hallelujah, allowing him to bring that glory in right now, that it's just a step right into glory, and here we go, son. You've got your glorious, wonderful, heavenly body, and now we're going forward. Oh, what a time it's going to be. That's your God, brothers and sisters. But let's get back to everything by prayer. Everything by prayer. And I want to nip it right in the bud today, brothers and sisters, so that there's no mystery to anybody here. Might be visiting, maybe you're still thinking about things, maybe you've listened to too many talk show hosts, maybe you've listened to too many political candidates, I don't know. But I want to talk about prayer according to the Word of God. Amen. And let me tell you something, that's all you got. That's all there is. And I think we said it earlier, everything's going to pass away, but the Word of God, it's going to be here forever. And ever, and ever, and ever. And I'm so thankful because it's true, it's right, it's just, it's love. It's everything that possibly could be good. It's the Word of God. And that Word became flesh. It was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. And it's my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He's right here today. Isn't that wonderful? And the Holy Spirit's right here today, taking the things of Christ and making them mine. Making them mine. I don't just read about them anymore. They're mine. I'm learning to claim it in the boldness of God that it's mine. But this wonderful prayer we have, brothers and sisters, according to the Word of God, prayer will do you absolutely no good. Listen to me. Prayer will do you no good unless it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to get that out of the way. I want you to make sure that you know that. I don't want there to be any doubt. You can pray all you want. You can think that you're in the presence of God or talking to Him. But I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to step even one foot into that throne room unless you're in there in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it. You cannot go there. You can't talk to God. God won't accept that. The only thing that God will accept is His Son. And I'm so thankful the Son's blood got poured all over this life. How about you? See, I know I'm accepted in that. He sees me. He sees His Son. And He's called me a son. And He's seated me a son. All because of Jesus Christ. All because of Jesus Christ. You're here today all because of Jesus Christ. If He tarry and you come this week again, you'll be here because of Jesus Christ. You're here because He loves you. You're here because of that wonderful, all-powerful name. That is our Jesus Christ. Because the Word of God tells us there is but one mediator. One. I pray for you. You pray for me. But you're not my mediator. Oh, no. These elders can pray for you. I prayed for people this week. It was so wonderful. Let me tell you something. I'm just a man. But I know there's an anointing out there. I know there's an anointing. Praise God. And God can give it to His people. And God wants to give it to His people. He wants you to have it. He wants you to run with it. He wants you to live with it. And praise be to God, we can pray one for another and know that it still is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, that is the one that's doing that healing. So brothers and sisters, we know that it's everything in Jesus' name. Everything. And everything by prayer. Don't leave anything out. Don't. You're missing it. You're missing all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ when you leave Jesus Christ out. You need to pray for everything. Don't hold that back from God. You're not your own. He bought you with a price, the precious blood of His Son Jesus. I've seen a lot of grieving for a natural son this week. Grieving like I've never seen before. Moving my heart like I don't know if it's ever been moved before. Because I got to thinking, even more so, how much God loves you. Amen. To give you His Son. Amen. And it had to be that way. And that's when I was praying. I was thinking, Lord, God, You had to do that. There was no way I could ever come to fellowship with You. There was no way You could have this whole wonderful family that I get to partake in fellowship with if You didn't give Your Son. You could have never, ever entered into that, brothers and sisters, if He didn't give His Son. I'm so grateful to that. Now what He's asking us, and I see it so clearly in this circumstance that we're facing in this family. Are we willing to give everything back to Him? Oh, that's so hard. Oh, that's so cutting. But brothers and sisters, I have no doubt that God can give you too and give me the faith of an Abraham. Oh, that dear son that you've waited for all your life. The promises that we talked about. When I would counsel with you, dear Abraham. Oh, but my father, you told me you were going to give me this boy. And you finally brought him and I'm 100 years old. And I waited for him. And I knew that was the promise. And I knew that was the promise that you gave me. And how he delighted in that son. How he loved that son. How he doted on that son. And then God called him and said, okay. It's time to offer him back up to me. And you know what? I'm not just going to take him. You're going to offer him back to me. Have you gone that far in prayer, brothers and sisters? Do you think that you'd call out to God if He called you to do that? But you know He has. He's called you through His Scripture, but you've got a God of mercy and grace. That may have spared you from that, but it's still the same heart. I told you a long time back. God will take you everywhere you need to go at your table if you'll just sit and listen to Him. Amen. But you know what? He's also going to have you step out in faith. And active duty is on its way. And you're going to fight the good fight of faith in ways that you never thought you'd have to fight. He's going to take the things that are the most sensitive, the most dear to our lives. And He's going to say, is everything by prayer? Or are you going to try to take it back? Are you going to try to do this one? But you know, the love of God is going to corner you someday. And you're going to realize that you're going to be in a situation that you can't do it. That you can't. That you're not going to get by with your brains this time, or all the people you know, maybe all the money in your bank account, maybe all the friends that you have. I appreciate the prayer chains and all of those different things, but I'm even talking about that. Where you're so alone that all you got is God. But let me tell you something, that's the most precious time, because you got everything. You got the only thing you need. You've got the thing that's going to set the defense. You got the thing that's going to circle you about. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let me tell you something. There's not a chink in that armor. There isn't one gap. Not before or behind. Lord, you've got it all covered. You've got me so. And you're protecting your children. You're protecting them from themselves. Everything by prayer. And I'm going to tell you something. That's exactly what be careful for nothing means. See, I know a lot of people out there, well, there's got to be six of them here, brother. I'm looking at that first one. No, actually, if you really think about it, I want you to understand. Be anxious for nothing means to live on the hallelujah side. That's really what it means. I can't say it any more clearly. You know, I'm going to try to quit picking my words and choosing them to fit your ears. You know, sometimes when we get around people and, you know, they might be hurting, they might have a problem or whatever, give them the Word of God. Amen. Just give them the Word of God. Don't try to go out in your mind and trying to think that you're the one that's going to be able to figure it out or to place it out there on a platter that's going to be received in the right way. Get over yourself. And just start trusting God and give Him the Word of God. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know, Jesus, as He gave out the wonderful Word, as He did the will of His Father, you know, He wept. He wept over Jerusalem. He knew what was going on. He saw what was happening. But inspired and encouraged of the Father, He said, "Thy will be done. I'm here to do the will of my Father." And you know what? If I think I read right, we have the same Father. He's called us to do His will. And He promised, see, don't get to thinking that you're Jesus. Please don't do that. But I sure got Christ in me. And I know that He told me that if I'll yield to Him, He'll will and do of His good pleasure in this vessel. That's a great promise. That's a very peaceful promise, brothers and sisters. That's a promise that you want to live with. That's a promise that you want to take advantage of. Because you are going to fail without that promise working effectually in your life. God, help me get away from the goodness, old wretched man that I am. And start living a life of, Lord, you will and do of your good pleasure in my life. Oh, yes. But brothers and sisters, to be anxious for nothing means that we have received the very mind of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? You know what the mind of Christ is? It's a mind that completely trusts in God. That's what the mind of Christ is. It has complete confidence in God. It doesn't doubt. It doesn't move. It says, Lord God, you've set me on the rock that's higher than I, and I believe you. 1 Peter 5:7. I believe it says it so well. I had to, again, just encourage the Lord. Called my brother yesterday and said, oh, brother, casting all your care upon Him.
Yes, hallelujah.
Not some of them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just a little bit. Casting all your care upon Him. Because He cares for you. Man, He just cares for you. He's enamored with you. He's head over heels for you. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It's a time that we need to not just praise the Lord. A lot of people praising the Lord, and I'm so thankful. But all that is within me. All. That's the problem. right now in our lives, brothers and sisters. It's what we're holding back. God's called you. You've got a great calling on your life. You've got the high calling of God in Christ Jesus upon your life. And what are you doing with it? Are you praising the Lord with all that is within you?
Hallelujah.
Well, how do I know I'm doing that, brother? Are you enlarging? Is it getting those steps big? Are you walking with the Lord and just so thankful to Him? Lord, there's great confidence.
Hallelujah.
Not in me, but in Your might. God, I don't even know what I'm going to do this morning, but I know You're going to do it. And it's going to be good. And we're going to have fellowship today. And God, I'm going to trust You by Your grace for everything. Everything. Not some things, everything. Brothers and sisters, this has to be a totally committed time. Or you're going to get committed. I'm going to tell you that. You're in a fight. You're in the greatest fight of your life. The enemy's coming at you. He doesn't want you to win. He knows he can't keep you out of heaven. But I'm going to tell you something. He'll still try to take that crown. If there's any way he can defeat you from God's best, he's going to do it. You're in the fight for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You better know it. You better realize that. And you know what? I would be fearful, but for the perfect love casts out all fear. I would be fearful, but I'm believing God today that I'm putting on the whole armor of God. And that's exactly what I say. Come on, devil. And you know what? He don't want any part of that. He flees. He removes himself. You know, I've tried to tempt that brother or that sister. But you know what? They keep trusting God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love to trust God. Oh, I love to trust God. Oh, it's so good, brothers and sisters. And everything by prayer, it's going to take you immediately into trusting God. It just does. It brings you into that throne room. You're feasting at His table. Oh, my goodness. To be in a position to be up against something that's beyond your ability. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord when you finally call out and say, God, I have no strength. God, I have no money. God, I have no job. And I'm here to praise the Lord.
Amen.
What do you think about that? Really? Do you have the faith for that? You don't, but God does. God does. But God does everything in your life, brothers and sisters. But God gets it done. But God heals you. But God saved you.
Hallelujah.
But God, we're not going to end this sermon, and I better get going. But brothers and sisters, we are up against a great battle right now. And we think about these individual things that come our way. Whether it is illness or finance or marriage or children or all these different things. But we're fighting against the principalities. Spiritual wickedness. In the highest of places. It's not flesh and blood. It's not. We're fighting, brothers and sisters, to win Christ. Yeah. See, think about the scripture. He says you're seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ. A lot of people get to thinking, well, if I'm seated, then there's nothing more. Just begun. Just begun. Oh, hallelujah, it's just begun. And you know what? It is finished in Christ. But your fight isn't done until the last breath. It's not. By the grace of God, you don't go hanging up that armor until, Lord, you take it off of me. Endure the hardness as a good soldier. Lord, when I meet you, I'm going to meet you fully clothed. Oh, the shield of faith. Oh God, the sword of the Spirit. Oh God, my feet shod with the gospel. Oh God, all of that wonderful armor. Standing before Him someday, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now you see why you best be praying. Oh, hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, I want to wrap it up. We're in a battle. But He wants to fight it for you. I hope you know that. I love it. I'm out there. I'm all fully clothed, ready to fight. Okay, that's all I wanted you to do, son. It's mine. Oh, yeah. It's mine. The battle's the Lord. I got to thinking about those mighty men of David. It was so sweet. I mean, those guys could wield a sword and do things like you couldn't imagine. But you know where all their victory came from? The victories of the Lord. God brought the victory. God wrought the victory is how it really says. Every one of them. It was so wonderful. You read about all the ones that they did and all the things that they did. And God wrought the victory. Seemed to happen a little different way, you know, as it started out. But at the end, and God wrought the victory. One cross. And Jesus paid it all. One cross and Jesus prayed it all. Brothers and sisters, it's everything by prayer. Everything by prayer. And I'm going to tell you something. This world doesn't have a prayer, but you do. You've got a prayer. You've got a wondrous prayer. You've got a prayer that can call out to God in everything. And God has called us to call out to Him in everything. And I want you to understand this, that it's our wondrous communion that we have with Him. That you talk to God. And you talk to Him. He's your Father and He hears you and He loves you. And He wants you to take advantage of that. And praise the Lord that He's right there. And by His grace, He gives us this word and how to visit with Him. It really is our lifeline, if you will. And I want you to know something. That lifeline for a child of God is never severed. It's not. It's so important. I don't care if you haven't prayed for a long time. I really don't. I always tell you, God is concerned about today. Today. God help us not to neglect so great salvation. What do you think of that? Call out to Him today. Knowing that we're saved from everything. Every time. God is on the throne. He's on the throne for you. So brothers and sisters, I just encourage us today. Let's take advantage of that. Let's take such advantage of it. How He cares for us. And prayer is the thing that makes it real, how He cares for you. Because it's the one thing that brings you right in the presence of the Father. It's the name of His Son, Jesus. And in that I say, thanks be to God. May we be a people of praise, continuing in prayer, praying always. Because I'm telling you something, you're in the day and you're in the age that God has our undivided attention. Everything by prayer. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You. We appreciate Your wondrous invitation into the fellowship that we can have with You. God, help us to truly be, as we've heard so many times, prayer warriors. God, I'll tell you what, let us be prayer victors. Lord, it's time that we know that we're more than conquerors. Through Jesus Christ who loved us. Hallelujah. It's in You, Lord God. It's in that wonderful Son. And Lord, help us today to come boldly. Because I know that each and every one of us have a need today that's beyond anything that we could ever do. Because God, You sent it. And You've sent it for one reason. That we would cry out unto the Lord from all the ends of the earth and believe You. Lord, thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the name of Jesus. And it's in that name we say, amen.